A Supreme Court judge said Monday Amrozi Nurhashin, Ali Gufran, and Iman Samudra have exhausted all legal options to prevent their execution. The three Islamic militants, all members of the regional terrorist group Jamaah Islamiyah, were convicted 5 years ago for planning and carrying out the 2002 Bali bombings, which claimed the lives of 202 people, the majority of them foreign tourists. A lawyer for the three men, Adnan Wirawan, says the families of the militants made the appeal in Denpasar, the capital of Bali, as a last-ditch attempt to delay the executions.
They went to Denpasar court without our presentation. So they lodged on their own behalf, using the right which available in the procedural law. I think that's part of the plan to halt the process for a while.
The Attorney General's office has announced the executions will take place during the beginning of November, and speculation is high the executions are imminent. Indonesia does not announce the exact dates of executions, which are usually carried out late at night in a remote spot by firing squad. The three men have never expressed any remorse for their actions, except that Muslims were also killed in the attacks, and have often said they welcome dying a martyr's death. Security remains high around oil facilities, foreign embassies, malls, and tourist destinations, amid concerns of revenge attacks by Jamaah Islamiyah. However, most analysts agree it is unlikely it will be capable of carrying out any major attacks because the group has been severely weakened. But terrorism expert and author on Jamaah Islamiyah, Ken Conboy, says announcing that the executions would take place in early November only increases the likelihood of reprisals.
I think by announcing a date ahead of time, they increase the likelihood that you will get reprisals because they can focus on a date. They can actually focus on a date. So I think you're increasing the chances of a reprisal by announcing that date. Even if it's a ballpark, you increase the chances of a reprisal.
The vast majority of Indonesians have no sympathy for the Bali bombers and are opposed to terrorism. Nancy Amelia Collins, VOA News, Jakarta.